Merrill, brother. Balaclava, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. March 25th, 1898. Dear brother Merrill, I received your letter with enclosure of testimony written about 20 years ago. I write to say that he is a man that has the tact of gathering influence to himself. His course was such that I should not feel authorized to acknowledge him as a laborer in the work and cause of God. A man that has been so greatly deceived and so imbued with satanic attributes to bind women to himself and pursue the course toward them that he has pursued, should have no influence over others by being given an official position. This is the third letter that I have received in reference to this man. Glad indeed am I that you did not destroy the testimony. I am also glad to have it in my possession. I know that the man made himself as God and led women astray, just as the testimony says. The testimony has been corroborated. All it said was true, and more was true than I desired to trace with pen and ink. Wherever he may be thought capable of leading, as far as intelligence is concerned, his dark experience in the past forbids his occupying a leading position as teacher or counselor. He is not worthy. I have not now time to review this writing, but I well know that this man was a dark cloud in our meetings. After I exposed him, the spell was broken, and the Lord gave us the victory. I know that the work you are engaged in is the very work that should be done in connection with the third angel's message, as the hand is connected with the body. I have no fears of workers who are engaged in the work represented in the 58th chapter of Isaiah. This chapter is explicit and is enough to enlighten anyone who wishes to do the will of God. There is plenty of opportunity for everyone to be a blessing to humanity. The third angel's message is not to be given a second place in this work, but is to be one with it. There may be, and there is a danger, of burying up the great principles of truth when doing the work that is right to do. This work is to be to the message as the hand is to the body. The spiritual necessities of the soul are to be kept prominent. But there is a work to be accomplished for many to whom it would not be of the least good for you to tell the truth, for they could not comprehend it. But you can reach them through disinterested acts of benevolence. There are outcasts, men who have lost the similitude of God, who must first be cared for, fed, washed, and decently clothed. Then they are not to hear anything but of Christ, His great love, and His willingness to save them. Let these perishing souls feel that all you have done for them was done because of your love for their souls. The Lord uses the human agent. The divine and the human are to unite, becoming laborers together in the work of uplifting and restoring the moral image of God in man. But my brother, move intelligently and perseveringly. Do not be discouraged if you do not at first have all the sympathy and cooperation that you expect. If you work, making the Lord your dependence, be assured that the Lord always helps the humble, meek, and lowly. But you need the working of the Holy Spirit upon your own heart and mind in order to know how to do Christian help work. Pray much for those you are trying to help. Let them see that your dependence is upon a higher power, and you will win souls.